Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shakya Presents Movie Night. It's been a long time since we've done a podcast. I'm your co-host. My name is Radio Bias, and joining me is...
Harry Nemiroff.
Yes. We're back together. And this is... And Happy New Year to our listeners and any new listeners out there. We're going to go through... Since it's the really beginning of 2013, we're going to go through our top movies that we're looking forward to this year. Perry, why don't you start us off? What movie are you looking forward to in the upcoming year?
Well, the first one I've got is Warm Bodies.
Yes.
That one is, I believe, February 1st it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it just looks like a ton of fun. I read the book, and it's a really great book because it takes all that supernatural stuff that we kind of love but have seen one too many times over and over again, and it gives you a different perspective on the whole thing. Instead of telling the story of survivors during a zombie apocalypse, it's told through the perspective of a zombie. So like, while his mind and his mind kind of works, like, he narrates the whole thing. On the outside, he's kind of stumbling around and mumbling and can't really speak. And then he meets this girl and she sparks something in him, and he starts to kind of beat the virus, I guess, in a way. But Jonathan Levine is directing it, the guy who did 50-50. And he's got a really great spin on it. If you haven't seen the promotional material, the trailers and the posters, you need to check that out, because it's the book I wouldn't say has a comedic tone whatsoever. It's kind of dark and very moody. But he looks like he's going to turn it into something that's a lot of fun. And I think it's that tone that's going to set it apart from garbage like Twilight and all that romantic sappiness.
Yeah, like when I first heard about this project, I remember you telling me about this a long time ago. And I thought to myself, that sounds like Twilight, but with zombies. And that sounds stupid. But then I actually saw the first 4 minutes of this movie. They I believe Lionsgate released it last week. And it looked fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing this movie as well. It looks pretty funny. I think this is, and the more I read about it, I haven't read the book or anything, but the more I read about it, it sounds like it's going to be something fun. It sounds very subversive. And, you know, just in time for Valentine's Day, having a romantic comedy about a zombie falling in love with an actual person. So, and we all know people love zombies right now with The Walking Dead and the upcoming World War Z. So, I don't know, this looks like it's a fun movie, and I'm a big fan of Jonathan Levine. He directed 50-50 and The Wackness, I believe. And those movies are pretty funny. Yeah, that's Warm Bodies. That comes out February 1st. I'm looking forward to seeing The Bling Ring. This is the new film from Sofia Coppola, her follow-up to her 2010 film, Somewhere. And it stars Emma Watson, I believe, from the Harry Potter series and also Perks of Being a Wallflower. And also Gavin Rosdale from the alternative band Bush from the 90s are in this movie. And apparently what this is about, I'm reading this from IMDb, a group of fame-obsessed teenagers use the internet to track celebrities' whereabouts in order to rob their homes. That sounds interesting. That sounds like it's going to be a funnier film than what Sofia Coppola usually gets herself into, movies like Lost in Translation or Marie Antoinette. And I don't know. I'm just looking forward to it. I'm a huge Sofia Coppola fan, and anything that she does, I am in. And apparently this is going to be coming out in June 2013. Probably at the Cannes Film Festival or something. It's probably going to premiere there. Perry, have you heard anything about this movie?
Not too much. I mean, I am a major sucker for The Virgin Suicides. It's one of those ones that whenever it's on, I can't help but keep watching it. But she totally expired my patience with Somewhere. That was one of my least favorite movies of 2010.
Oh, I love that movie. It's a challenging one, I'll give you that, but I feel it's very, I just rewatched it actually. It's a very I find it a very rewarding experience.
Maybe I need to give it another chance, but the first time through I was like what is this amounting to? Absolutely nothing.
what else are you looking forward to this year?
I will stick with the YA adaptations, and next up for me is Ender's Game, which is November 1st, and I mean Ender's Game is just like, it's so cinematic. It's not easy to do, and it could easily be screwed up because we've got all of the space stuff and the battle room, and if the effects aren't done right for that, this could look really, really silly, but I know it's not going to. I can't really elaborate, but I know it's not going to.
I don't know much about... I haven't read Ender's Game. That's Orson Scott Card, I believe, wrote the novel. From what I've been reading about this film, it sounds like Battle Royale or The Hunger Games, but in outer space and in the future.
No. So basically, it's about this little boy. His name is Ender, and he gets recruited by kind of this futuristic army, and they fight these creatures that are invading, like an alien invasion called the buggers or the formikes, and they basically see in Ender a future like military leader, so they recruit him and they send him to something called Battle School, which is the school that exists in space where they train young children to fight. And part of the program while they're out there is they do these kind of simulated games, and they're separated into teams, and they fight each other in this battle room with like lasers, and they fly around. It's like the details make it sound much better. I think I just made it sound like floating laser tag, but he's a great character, really thoughtful, and it's much more than just throwing a kid into a battle scenario. There's a lot of layers to him. Their casting is spot on, and it'd be interesting to see if this movie comes out pretty solid, where they would go with it next, because I've read a couple of the other books in the series, and they can't exactly move from one book to the next.
Well, I know there's a big fan base for Ender's Game, so there's probably going to be a good amount of people seeing this anyway. And I mean, I'm curious to see it. The casting alone, you know, Harrison Ford's in this movie. Maybe he's not going to sleepwalk through this one like he usually does. Abigail Breslin, Asha Butterfield. He was in Hugo. Haley Steinfeld. She was in what movie was she in 2010?
True Grit,
that's right. And Ben Kingsley and Viola Davis are in this film. So this I am looking forward to this on that level, but I'm not completely sold yet. I saw they released an image of this movie about a month ago, and it looks pretty cool. Nah,
don't judge it by that image. There's nothing special about that. They've got some good stuff in the works. It's like some really cool visuals that, if done right, could look really good.
All right. And that comes out on November 1st. One movie that I'm looking forward to this year, also around that time, I think it comes out actually the week before, Edgar Wright's latest film, The World's End. This is the third film in a trilogy of films that he's come up with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. The first film in that series being Shaun of the Dead, and then Hot Fuzz, and this is the third one in that series. And each movie in the series is kind of plays off a certain genre. In Shaun of the Dead, it was the horror zombie genre. In Hot Fuzz, it's the buddy cop action genre. And The World's End is supposed to be, I feel it's supposed to be like a end of the world, time travel, sci-fi genre. And science fiction, sci-fi is my favorite genre of all time. And so I'm curious to see this. This is also his follow-up to one of my favorite movies from 2010, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And I think he has yet to come out with a dud. So hopefully The World's End will satisfy as well. And of course, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are in this movie as well. Along with Martin Freeman, and he's been in The Hobbit, most notably. Perry, have you heard anything about The World's End?
Yeah, I've been looking out for it. I mean, it seems like it could be promising. I'm actually not much of a Shaun of the Dead Hot Fuzz fan, so it's keeping me from probably being as excited as you are. But, you know, Scott Pilgrim was my favorite movie of 2010, so that's putting it in good shape.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you not like Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz?
I'm just not, like, people are really, really into those movies. I'm just, I think it's good. I like it.
Those movies are essential. All right, what else do you have that you're looking forward to in 2013?
I'm going to stick with the book adaptations, and obviously I'm going with The Hunger Games now. I mean, I've been writing about it for how many years, and I've written countless words, so I'm pretty damn psyched for this. Hunger Games was just awesome. I'm so happy with how that came out. Say what you want about the shaky cam and all that nonsense, but that's a good movie, and it's a pretty incredible feat for an $80 million budget when you're comparing like the garbage that's made for $250+ at this point. But I've read all three books over and over again, and Catching Fire is my favorite book in the series. And it is, like, for those of you who might think, you know, it's kind of going to be the same stuff over again, yes and no. And it's going to be this beautiful bridge, or at least I hope it will, between the kind of stuff we got in the first film and where it heads in in Mockingjay, the book, which is separated into two movies. But again, I mean, if Francis Lawrence can keep up what Gary Ross did, this could be like a really great experience. And it could, I hope it at least matches the first. I'm a little concerned about his departure and someone else taking over, because I do think Gary Ross having such great screenwriting abilities too, I think that's kind of what might have made Hunger Games as good as it was. It wasn't just about the visuals, really good writing, and he clearly had a good connection with his cast too. So we'll see what happens. But having hired Francis Lawrence to direct the rest of the Hunger Games films must be speaking to some sort of ability he has. I doubt Lionsgate would take the plunge otherwise.
Yeah, maybe he can just get all these movies done on their timetable. I was concerned with Francis Lawrence being the new director of the Hunger Games. I enjoyed the first Hunger Games film. I think it's a lot better than what people give it credit for, especially considering like the type of film that it is and the type of audience that movie is supposed to go for. I think it's a much smarter film. But Francis Lawrence is not, I would not say, the same caliber as Gary Ross. I mean, I Am Legend was all right. Water for Elephants, that wasn't very good. Constantine, if you remember that movie from 2005 with Keanu Reeves. I think what this franchise needs is a solid director, and I feel he's a good enough director. I'm looking forward to this movie because I love The Hunger Games as well, and I love that first film. What's it called? Michael Arndt is credited as a screenwriter on this one, and he was just hired by Disney to write Star Wars Episode 7, and he won an Academy Award for Little Miss Sunshine in 2006, and he also was nominated for an Academy Award for writing for Toy Story 3 in 2010. So maybe, I mean, we have this the principals back. You know, we have Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson and Liam Hemsworth back in this movie, and we definitely have new additions. I've also been writing about the new additions to the cast. I guess most notably, Jenna Malone is in this movie as Joanna Mason.
Jenna Malone, Jeffrey Wright, Philip Seymour Hoffman. They casted well, these new roles well, and it's not like the first round where, well, I mean, I guess we get to know more tributes this time around, and they have a little more value than just having been reaped and thrown into the arena. But yeah. Like the casting for this is key, and based on what I've seen so far, it looks like they nailed it again.
And I did see leaked location photos of Jennifer Lawrence in a wetsuit, so I'm on board.
Don't spoil it. Don't look at those photos, anybody. Don't ruin the movie for yourself.
Let's see. And The Hunger Games comes out on the 21st of November or the 22nd of November?
It comes out on my birthday, the 22nd. Lionsgate knew it, and they're giving me a birthday present.
I'm looking at your list, and it looks like you're really in for Lionsgate. These three movies are Lionsgate movies.
It's because they have a thing with adapting YA stuff, YA supernatural stuff.
Yeah, it seems like they have a thing for you. But it seems like they're going to have a pretty big November. I mean, the Ender's Game comes out at the beginning of November, and that's
their shape this year. Period. They've got a lot of promising stuff coming.
I'm looking forward to what Lionsgate has to offer this year. Another movie that I'm very much looking forward to in 2013. Surprisingly, it's the new film from M. Night Shyamalan, After Earth. And this comes out on June 7th. It's a big summer movie. I am a fan, unapologetically a fan, of M. Night Shyamalan, and I know that he has made a lot of bad movies in the past. The Happening is not a very good movie. The Last Airbender is a terrible movie, considering the source material, what that movie could have been. We will never know, but every year he comes out with a movie, I'm always suckered into like getting excited about it. And After Earth will fall in line as well. I am excited for this movie because it's an M. Night Shyamalan film. There's something about this filmmaker that keeps me coming back to his movies, even though he's disappointed me time and time again. Also, I'm interested to seeing how he will work with Will Smith and Jaden Smith. Will Smith stars in this movie with his son Jaden, and Will Smith was also the producer of this film. So I feel this is more going to be like a Will Smith movie than an M. Night Shyamalan film, which is probably why they're not really advertising the fact that M. Night Shyamalan has directed this movie. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I saw the trailer. The trailer looks pretty good, and I was fooled in the past with M. Night Shyamalan trailers being really good, but always disappointed when I actually see the film. But I remained hopeful until at least I see the movie. But Perry, have you heard anything about After Earth?
I watched this trailer and it makes me think of The Last Airbender. Like the effects. I don't know. I can't, like, I love M. Night Shyamalan. Signs is one of my all-time favorite movies. One of those ones that I can just keep watching over and over. And I even go as far as to say, you know, The Happening, it was silly, but there's parts of it where, you know, it kind of creeps me out a little. I mean, well, now the wheels are turning and Lady in the Water is kind of garbage and The Village frustrates me to no end. But, I mean, this just, I can't get back. I can't trust him again. I just have a feeling that this is going to be like really silly. And I'm actually kind of turned off by the fact that it's both Will and Jaden Smith, because it also leads me to believe that maybe their judgment was impaired going through with this, with him thinking like, oh, it could be a great father and son thing. I don't know. I feel like they, based on what I've seen, I just feel like they think they've got something better than they really do. Could be silly.
I hope it's not silly. I think I just have an abusive relationship with M. Night Shyamalan that where I just keep coming back to his movies, even though I know it's not good for me. But I think they possibly might have it. I mean, this does have the trappings of being a big disaster, but I remain optimistic until I see the film. And Will and Jaden Smith, you know, they've been in a movie together as father and son. I believe The Pursuit of Happyness a long time ago. That was an all right movie. And from what I gather just by reading the synopsis, it feels like this movie is just going to be Jaden Smith running through the jungle trying to survive this after Earth and Will Smith dying in a spaceship. But
well, Jaden Smith running through like a CGI world with a bow staff thingy. What does that make you think of?
The Last Airbender.
Yes, thank you.
But I don't know. I still remain optimistic because it's M. Night Shyamalan. I liked The Village. Actually, I think The Village is an underrated film. I'll agree with you with Lady in the Water is terrible. I was really excited for The Happening because it was like the first rated R M. Night Shyamalan movie, but that disappointed me in The Last Airbender. The Last Airbender, Avatar: The Last Airbender is one of my favorite TV series of all time, and it should have been a much better movie than the worst movie of 2010. But what else are you looking forward to in 2013?
All right, I'm gonna cheat and make James Wan times two into one really exciting thing, which is The Insidious. Second movie, Insidious, I think they're calling it Chapter 2 now, and The Conjuring. I think both look incredible. The Conjuring's test screenings have been kind of through the roof, and the story itself is great. If you don't know anything about Ed and Lorraine Warren, you should go look them up, because The Conjuring was originally called the Warren Files, which I thought was a really smart move because they could have the Warren Files, and then you have a was it a semicolon or whatever, and then you can have all their files and turn it into a franchise. They were kind of like ghost hunter type people that helped people that were being haunted by something. So the Conjuring is based on one of their actual cases, and I mean, it looks really creepy. There's only been a couple stills so far, but the imagery looks good. Patrick Wilson is generally great. Vera Farmiga, it's got a good cast. And then the funny thing is, I think Insidious Chapter 2 comes out like a few weeks later, like maybe even as close as 2 weeks after that, which should be interesting. But Insidious is coming really fast. I mean, they just announced it a little while ago, and it's coming out in the summer of 2013, which means it's got to go through production pretty fast. I hope they had a script before they committed to this, but it should be interesting to see where it goes. I don't know if any of you have seen Insidious, but where it leaves off, you know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's given a sequel a set direction to head in, or even open up the doors for a sequel for that matter. But I love Insidious. It was one of my favorite movies of 2011, and I want more.
I have not seen Insidious. I remember hearing so much about this movie and then missing every screening of it.
It was probably from me.
Yeah. You and some other people, and I just kept missing every screening of this. And I'm like, oh, how good could this movie be? And I just haven't seen it since. But it's interesting. Did they shoot these movies back to back or something? Because
no, absolutely not. You mean the Insidious and The Conjuring?
The Conjuring and Insidious Chapter 2. Because The Conjuring comes out July 19th, and Insidious 2 comes out August 30th.
I want to say The Conjuring was shot maybe April-ish of last year, and Insidious 2 must be shooting now or close to now.
I'm just intrigued by that, by just having from hearing such good things about the first movie, but then having this really ambitious release cycle. I don't know. Maybe I should just catch up on Insidious and see if The Conjuring and Insidious Chapter 2 will be something I will look forward to. But this looks pretty good. I like Vera Farmiga. I like Patrick Wilson. He was in Watchmen, from what I remember. And that's The Conjuring that comes out July 19th, and Insidious Chapter 2 that comes out August 30th. One of my favorite movies of all time is Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise. This movie came out in 1995, and this movie just changed my life when I first saw it. This is one of my favorite movies ever. Just the way Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, Their chemistry together as these characters, Jesse and Celine. It's a great romance. It's a great great movie. And so when I heard that it was going to be a sequel in 2004 called Before Sunset, I was kind of skeptical because for me, Before Sunrise is a perfect film. So why sequelize a perfect film? And if you've seen Before Sunrise, it kind of ends in an ambiguous way. And because there's a sequel, now you know that there's kind of a definitive way it ends. But when I saw Before Sunset in 2004, 9 years later, I was surprised. I thought this movie was great. I thought this movie was arguably just as good as the first movie, just set in a different place. The first film was set in Austria, and this one is set in Paris. And what makes it work, again, like the first film, Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy as these star-crossed lovers, Jesse and Celine, and also Richard Linklater's fabulous direction. It's arguable which is a better film. I mean, I couldn't believe that the sequel almost tops the original. Perry, have you seen any of these Before Sunrise, Before Sunset films?
I have. I don't think I've seen them since Before Sunset came out, though, which is like, what is it, almost like 10 years ago now?
Yeah, about 9 years. It seems like they come out with these movies every 9 years.
I think I need to rewatch both so I can get excited for this, though.
I watch them every year. It's Before Sunrise is like my number four favorite movie of all time, and I rewatch my top 5 at least once every year, and I definitely watch before sunrise every year. I'm not necessarily before sunset all the time, but I definitely watch before sunrise quite a bit. Their new movie, the third movie in the Before series, Before Midnight. This doesn't have a release date yet, but it comes out later in 2013. It's playing at Sundance, and it's the only movie I want to see at Sundance. Unfortunately, I am not going to Sundance this year. This movie picks up 9 years after Before Sunset, and that was 9 years after Before Sunrise. And instead of Paris, it looks like this movie is going to take place in Greece. And I'm wondering what's in store for these two people, this wonderful couple in Jesse and Celine, again, played by Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. Like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset ends in a very ambiguous way. It's one that I always talk about. What do you think happened at the end of this movie? And now I guess it's kind of answered, which is kind of ruins the two movies. But I want to see what's in store for these two characters. I feel we talked about Sofia Coppola earlier in this episode about The Bling Ring. I believe her 2003 film, Lost in Translation, could also have like this same kind of sequelization. Like, I would love to see what happens to Bob Harris and Charlotte, played by Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. What happens to them after that movie? That would be something very interesting to see. But Before Midnight, I'm looking forward to this movie the most, just out of pure nostalgia and my love for the Richard Linklater, Ethan Hawke, and Julie Delpy. Perry, I encourage you to watch Before Sunrise.
I will. I'll definitely do that soon.
What else are you looking forward to in 2013?
All right, this is my last one, and it's another cheating one. So I'm going to make an animation category so I can include them both. And I'm going with Monsters University and Turbo.
Monsters University. This is the prequel to Monsters, Inc. And honestly, I don't think Monsters University is going to be as good.
No. Have you seen the promo material? That website where they basically make a Monsters University website like you would have a website for any university. It's so well thought out and detailed. I mean, it's got every little thing on it, from like course descriptions to a working store where you could buy like MU stuff. And then they just released this great TV spot that they played at the Rose Bowl, which was basically like, you know, those cheesy commercials where they're trying to get you to come to a certain university. It was like that. And it works. I mean, what could be wrong with seeing Mike and Sully in their college years?
I liked Monsters, Inc. quite a bit when it first came out. I haven't seen it since it was in theaters, but I remember loving it. And I think Pete Docter, didn't direct Monsters University, did he?
I don't know who's directing that.
And I think if Pete Docter is not directing Monsters University.
No.
And I think he was like one of the reasons why I loved the movie so much. And I think part of the reason why I loved Monsters, Inc. was Boo, the little girl in it. She's just so adorable. And since this is a prequel, there's not going to be any Boo, so I don't know what's going to be in store for Mike and Sully in Monsters University. I don't know. For me, just this feels like it's you know, just going back to the well. I don't know. Pixar seems to be on somewhat of a decline, and I don't know. My optimism for Monsters University is not as high, I guess.
Oh, I am still through the roof. I cannot wait for a full trailer and some clips. I want to see some clips.
And what was the other movie that you...
My other one is Turbo, that one where Ryan Reynolds voices the snail. I've got like a thing for cute little animated animals, and I feel like seeing Turbo is going to make me want a snail. And also DreamWorks, I mean, I didn't like Brave, so DreamWorks is slowly, you know, stealing the spotlight from Pixar for me every year. I mean, I think some of my favorite animated movies of the past few years have been from DreamWorks, not Pixar, save for Toy Story 3.
Yeah, I think the last Pixar movie that I was in love with was Toy Story 3. And DreamWorks actually has some pretty good movies. I love Kung Fu Panda. I love that whole series. And I love How to Train Your Dragon. I did not see Madagascar 3 this year. But
I have an obsession with the Despicable Me Minions, which would probably explain why I'm really into Turbo so far.
But this... oh, and I like Megamind, if you remember that movie from a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But I haven't actually seen anything from Turbo, but I am curious because like it seems like those are the two big animation houses. You know, I think Disney Animation is slowly getting up there. I did enjoy Wreck-It Ralph quite a bit, but I still think DreamWorks and Pixar are the two. And it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of sad that Pixar is kind of going on this slight decline. So hopefully Monsters University will pick up the pace for them. I don't think it will, but I am still very curious to see it because I do enjoy the Pixar brand. And Monsters, Inc. comes out on June 21st, and Turbo comes out on July 19th, the same day as The Conjuring. What are you going to do, Perry? Both movies come out on the same day.
Who are you talking to? I could see two movies in one day.
Yes, who am I talking to? the number one movie that I'm looking forward to this year is the new film from Alfonso Cuarón. He directed my favorite Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. But he also his last film was Children of Men in 2006, and this is his long-awaited follow-up. 7 years later, coming out with a movie, and this is a sci-fi film. And again, listeners, my favorite genre is sci-fi. I will watch anything science fiction unapologetically I automatically like it. It's just a question of how much I'll love it by watching it. And this is his new film. I'm a big fan of Alfonso Cuarón, and he wrote this film with his son. This movie stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, so it'd just be interesting to see what Alfonso Cuarón could do with a bigger budget and with bigger Hollywood celebrities in outer space. And this movie feels like it's going to be something like a more cerebral science fiction film than something that's action-packed like Star Wars or even Prometheus. I think this is going to be something far more intellectual. And that's my favorite type of science fiction. And I'm looking forward to this. As of right now, this doesn't have a release date. But according to IMDb, it says October 18th, so I'm just going to have that as a tentative. But it's rumored that this is going to also premiere at the Cannes Film Festival this year, and I'm very much looking forward to Gravity. Have you heard anything about Gravity?
Not recently. I heard a lot a while back, and then it kind of disappeared. But, I mean, if it's playing at Cannes this year, we could probably expect some good stuff by April.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. This movie was supposed to come out actually last year, but it was pushed to 2013. So, I don't know. Well, I guess overall, what do you feel about the movies of 2013? Like, do you think this is going to be a good year or a bad year? What do you think?
I've got a lot of stuff I'm looking forward to. I mean, I actually think more so than ever, it's the year of the YA adaptation. There are just so many coming out. I mean, the years before were dominated by Twilight and Harry Potter. Now we're at this point where those have come and gone, and we've got like, God, I want to say like 6 or 7 potential franchise starters coming out in this year alone. So I think that's going to be a big thing. But I mean, in general, I do think it's more of the same, which is basically a ton of adaptations, sequels, reboots, unoriginal material, like still more of that.
Yeah, I think for the most part, most of the movies that we mentioned were somewhat original, but I think I'm okay with the amount of sequels and reboots and remakes, just as long as they're good movies. I mean, I don't care what the source material is, as long as they're well-made films. I'm not going to give like extra points just because it's original, because I think that's it should be based on the quality of the film and not where it comes from. I'm looking forward to Fast and the Furious 6. I unapologetically love that series, and I'm looking forward to the 6th movie in that series. I'm looking forward to Star Trek Into Darkness. I think the summer looks pretty good in terms of just big action films. I'm not sure what the award season is going to look like, but, you know, I'll wait till September to get a good idea of that after the New York Film Festival. But overall, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's funny that one of the bigger Disney films coming out, Disney animated films coming out this year, is called Frozen, which is also the name of a horror film by Adam Green. So I'm wondering, you know, how that's going to work in a video store if kids want to see the movie Frozen. Hopefully they pick up the right one.
It took me like a year, but I think I finally put enough of a gap between the two.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that some kid wants to see Frozen and they accidentally watch the Adam Green horror film.
Well, the Adam Green horror film is pretty damn good, so I think that kid will be better off.
Yeah, probably traumatized, but probably better off. I mean,
that's better. Get a little hardened earlier on. Come on.
A movie that I'm not really like, The Oz, the Great and Powerful. I don't know what the hell that's going to be. I mean,
it looks awful. That's one of the worst promotional campaigns I've seen in a while. I don't think whoever's making those trailers and the posters for that matter, I don't think they could figure out whether they're doing marketing for an animated movie or a live action movie, because it just doesn't look right.
Yeah, and the expectations are just going to be really high because, I mean, obviously, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the 1939 film, the classic, everyone's just going to be thinking of that, and I don't know what this is going to be like. I like Sam Raimi quite a bit, but I just don't see James Franco as, you know, kind of a stoner Oz, but we shall see, you know. this might be a good one. But yeah, any other movies that you're looking forward to in 2013? I am looking forward to the new Michael Bay, Pain and Gain.
I don't know. Michael Bay is another one who's lost me long ago. If I don't have to see another Michael Bay movie, that'd be great. Well, I think the trailer for that looks a little too silly.
Well, this one doesn't have Transformers in it, so that's why I'm excited about it.
I am excited for This Is the End with like James Franco, Seth Rogen, and everyone in the world.
Oh, yeah. Where they're playing...
That looks really funny.
They're playing themselves. James Franco is playing James Franco, and Seth Rogen is playing, like, Seth Rogen, like, versions of themselves. Yeah, I saw that trailer. That looked pretty funny, but I don't know how long they can sustain something like that. I think it might be good for a Funny or Die skit, but I don't know if they can sustain that for a 90-minute movie. Hopefully I'm wrong, and it's going to be one of the funniest movies of 2013. But we also have The Hangover Part 3, and I know how much we're all looking forward to that one.
Why?
I don't
know. It's so unnecessary after the second.
Yeah, the second one wasn't very good.
I think World War Z looks pretty good, but I haven't read the book. So apparently if you haven't read the book, you think it's good. And if you have read the book, you think it's like the worst adaptation ever.
I'm looking forward to Pacific Rim, and I know how much you're looking forward to seeing that one.
I need to see that with you just so like you can like laugh in my face if I actually end up liking it.
Yeah, I mean, I am forcing you to see this movie with me on the weekend or the week of July 12th, whenever we get a screening of that. And if it's terrible, then you let me have it. But for right now, I think I have the higher ground with Pacific Rim. The Lone Ranger, I don't know what that's going to be like.
I don't really feel like seeing Johnny Depp play dress up again. I'm also not all that into Westerns except for Django. I don't know. It seems like a waste of money. And that's also another, you know, cloud hanging over that movie's head is how much money they spent on that. And it doesn't look like, I mean, the production value doesn't seem to really represent that.
Yeah, they released a trailer. You just don't know where the money goes. I mean, I think most of it goes to Johnny Depp, but it just doesn't look like the money's going on the screen. All right, well, let's wrap up this episode of Movie Night. Where can we find you online, Perry Nemiroff?
You can find me at shakya.com, screenrant.com, and movies.com. And you can also find me on Twitter. My handle is pnemiroff, P-N-E-M-I-R-O-F-F.
And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Rudy_Obias. That's RUDIE_OBIAS. Shakya.com, AutorCast.com, GiantFreakinRobot.com, and everything that is Rudy at RudyObias.com. On the next episode of Movie Night, I think we're going to talk about Gangster Squad, the new movie with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. This movie was supposed to come out September 2012, but it was pushed to January 2013. So hopefully this is a good one. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But that will be on the next episode. So closing out this episode of Movie Night, thank you for listening to our show. Have a wonderful day or week. Goodbye.